From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The death toll mounts in Italy. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi says at least 120 people died in Wednesday's earthquake in central Italy. The hardest hit areas included the towns of Amatrice and Accumoli. The U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude at 6.2, with the epicenter about 10 kilometers southeast of the town of Norcia. At the Vatican, Pope Francis expressed his sorrow for the people and affected cities and canceled part of his general audience to pray for the victims. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the United States had no prior knowledge of the recent coup in Turkey and would never have supported the attempted military takeover. Biden spoke to the press after meeting with Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim in Ankara Wednesday. The president arrived in Turkey at a time of tension between the two countries. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Wednesday called on the United States to extradite exiled cleric Fethullah Gulen, who he blames for backing the failed coup. Biden said a decision on the matter will be based on evidence and the rules of the two countries' extradition treaty.
Should make clear, under American law, no president of the United States has authority to extradite anyone on his own power. That only an American court can do that.
Joe Biden. Turkish tanks and special forces, meanwhile, stormed into Syria Wednesday, launching an offensive aimed at clearing Islamic State militants and Syrian Kurds from the border region. About 1,500 Syrian opposition fighters joined the cross-border operation. This is VOA News. A strong earthquake shook north-central Myanmar Wednesday. At least three people were killed. The quake damaged about 60 ancient Buddhist pagodas. At least one person was killed in an attack Wednesday at Afghanistan's American University in Kabul. At least 25 people have been wounded. Dozens of staff and students are believed to be trapped inside the university complex. The attack began around 6:30 p.m. local time and set off about an hour of gunfire as security forces responded. The number of attackers involved remains unclear, and there are no claims of responsibility from militant groups. Opposition fighters in Mozambique have attacked at least two rural hospitals in the past month in what appears to be fallout from a failed peace talks between the country's rival political parties. Anita Powell reports.
Human Rights Watch said Wednesday armed men linked to the main opposition party, RENAMO, stormed the emergency rooms, threatened patients and staff, and seized basic hospital supplies. RENAMO did not confirm or deny responsibility for these attacks, but the party's leader has recently ordered attacks across the country amid stalled peace talks with the ruling Frelimo party. The attackers' take reportedly included bed sheets, mosquito nets, HIV tests, antibiotics, vaccines, and essential supplies used to deliver babies. The rights watchdog says they also received reports of other hospital and clinic attacks, but could not confirm those incidents. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has praised non-government organizations working in Nigeria. Kerry met with representatives of anti-corruption NGOs. Anti-corruption groups in Nigeria have asked Kerry to help speed the return of billions of dollars looted from the country's treasury by local officials. They believe the looted money is in the United States or European countries. Kerry told the group that asset recovery is a lengthy, complicated process, but that the U.S. government has lawyers and accountants working on it. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is proposing a new fund to improve the way the federal government responds to the Zika virus and other public health emergencies. The Public Health Rapid Response Fund would allow the president to quickly release money in the event of a public health crisis without having to wait for congressional approval. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump apparently agrees with his rival that Congress should provide funding for Zika, having earlier told a newspaper that he would let some of the funds come in to fight Zika. Trump campaigned Wednesday in Florida, a state that is contending with the disease. Trump also plans to travel to Mississippi, where he is expected to address the concerns of the black community. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.